Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This has been, I mean, when they signed Deshaun Watson, I didn't want them to sign Deshaun Watson. I mean, good God, we were very clear about that at that time. I didn't think he was, I mean, but ever since then, I mean, let's be honest. I didn't think he was a really good quarterback. I didn't think he was a great quarterback coming out of the draft. Any of the other stuff, personally, I mean, that was, I didn't see that coming from miles and miles and miles away, the allegations, that type of stuff. Didn't like it. And the team was better at that time. And I go, do you really want, I know they're desperate and they wanted to pay off the losing in 2016 and 17. And I go, do you really want to jump into this when everybody likes you? And here they are, and there's allegations here. These allegations have been dropped. Charges have been dropped against Quinshon Judkins. These allegations, charges have been dropped against Isaiah Bond. And I just understand that they're a desperate football team. I don't look forward to having these shows. I don't. I'll tell you that. But I understand where they're coming from.
That's why I'm surprised you just wouldn't say, hey, not this time. Why don't we wait this for a little bit?
Because honestly, if they were...
let's just avoid this. Because this is, you know, at this point when it's not even an hour... They went, like, that was what Nick said in the rant that we played last segment.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't wait an hour.
But sometimes timing isn't going to be convenient for these things. And you're going to take your hit, and that's the way it goes. Because I tell you, if they were the type of team that they were coming off where, you know, they had some success and then they made it, I didn't understand it. And if they were coming off success, I might not understand it now. Because it's like, well, do you really want to invite that? It could be a locker room problem for you. And people are more open to doing that because they believe they have stronger locker rooms at that time. I just went on a crazy rant yesterday about who's the leader here? Who's your leader? You don't have leaders. So they're going to throw it against the wall and see if it sticks. And when it doesn't stick and people are mad, they're going to be mad because they're losing first. And then all the other things that we are talking about here, then that's going to come to light. And it's not just Cleveland. It's not just Cleveland. If New Orleans had this situation and they went out there and won three games this coming year, it would be their situation too, because that's pro sports. I can find morality in pro sports. I can find nice things in pro sports, but I don't know if I should always go looking for it. Josh in Elyria, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Josh.
Good morning, gentlemen. So I was gonna go out and say, you know, what the difference between, you know, no one saying boo to a goose to Pittsburgh or, you know, the Chiefs or the Eagles, if they were to pick these guys up, right? The difference is they bleeping win.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, then, you know, we go bargain bin shopping for these sketchy guys, and And any other team, they would be on the shortest leash with the minimum amount of money. What do? We give them the biggest contracts in the NFL. And this is a pattern of behavior 15 years in the making, gentlemen. I mean, look to the top. Look at this, at the controversies and sketchiness that surrounded the Haslams when they came in with Pilot and Flying J. They had the flippin' FBI watching them and investigating them. And we're surprised by this? Like, all these guys get, they go speeding, and, oh, you know, slow down, guys, slap on the wrist. Well, you know, and that's the least of our issues.
Well, yeah, when it comes to speeding, I don't know if that's the issue. But, Josh, do I go looking for any of this in pro sports? It's nice to find it. I look at a guy like Jose Ramirez. Jose Ramirez is a great guy. And, hell, you look at guys on the Browns right now. Joel Bitonio is a great guy. DeJuan Jones, fine young man. But if I find morality, I'm going to take it and I'm going to love it. But if I can't go looking for it. I can't.
Well, here's the thing. I could turn a semi-blind eye to morality if they produce results. Everything that I've seen so far from these bad actors in the trend of bad actors that we've had, and it's been a trend. We've had a laundry list of duds on mediocre teams in mediocre seasons. But if you're gonna be a bad actor, if you're gonna be a bad boy, then you better be putting up numbers.
So, Josh, but that's exactly the point I've been making this entire.
Yeah, Ken's kind of trying to call out that hypocrisy.
Yeah, I mean, Josh just said it. If they were 14-3, you got yourself another. Hey, those charges have been dropped. There's gold in their hills. Let's see whether or not this kid can hack it. He was a good wide receiver for Texas, but because you're 3-14, and I will say, because when you not only go and trade for Watson when Watson gets a great big contract. Like Quinshon Judkins and Isaiah Bond are not going to make a lot of money this year.
Yeah.
They're not going to make a lot of money. But when you do have the Deshaun Watson thing and then he goes out and he's that bad, and let's be honest, for over the last 3 years, there's been some things that he's gone out and tried to do in goodwill, but you can tell he doesn't seem to really like it here. The fans don't seem to really want him here. He doesn't seem to really even want to be here, to the point where people were talking about the hat he was wearing in the preseason game last week. Say, will it kill you to wear a Browns hat while you're on the sidelines there? Like that.
Yeah, and I want to say, I am not.
This is a continuation.
I've never been morality police. I've never said only get guys that are valedictorians. And, you know, obviously this game and sports in general, like, we don't always know about all these guys. Quinshon Judkins, I mean, there was no rap sheet. There was no, and I came on here, I defended the Browns when they took him, and I'm like, oh my God, here we go again. I can't believe that we had one of these issues, and we'll see if he ends up getting suspended. I do wonder sometimes about guys, like when we say represents the Cleveland Browns and ends up representing the city. Like, I think you were on the same page with me when Pac-Man Jones, when there was talk about Pac-Man Jones, I'm like, anybody else just kind of don't want him in our community? Like, yeah, Pac-Man Jones.
Oh, he went after you.
He's not an innocent.
He himself went after
you. He was not an innocent until proven guilty. He's been a guilty, 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 arrested, 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 arrested. Like, eventually, you know, Perrion Winfrey was another one. I was told by somebody, an NFL guy, like, you don't want this guy on your, you don't want him living in your community. And what happened? He immediately met some local, got into it with her. There was video. Like, sometimes you just don't want guys in your community because not just because they'll embarrass the team. It's just like you don't want them here around people in public. And so I really hope the Browns, they say they do all their due diligence. They brought in speakers to talk about domestic violence. Eventually, I think it just might help them to just stay away from somebody who's even around the periphery.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.